This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
What? I'm from The Loop, and I'm proud. That's where you got it.
Oh, I thought you were just rapping. Smalls has gotten a lot of heat today from One Nuno, our producer.
Yeah,
for an outfit choice.
This beautiful jersey. I don't know what your issue is, Nuno. I don't know what your issue is, vest.
Uh-oh. Nuno, go get her. What's your issue?
Wow. First of all, Michelle,
vest.
Your city, the team, sent you the jersey. Great.
But great.
But that's a social media, and I've gotten texts on this that completely agree with me. That's a social media play.
No.
Unbox it, throw it on, post a video, and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and with soccer jerseys specifically, like no name on the back. Right, but yours not only has your name, it has your high school number.
Correct, 13, like Dan Marino, for my birthday.
This is an ESPN vest, but it doesn't have my back. It doesn't have my name on it, but I am part of the team.
Right, so you're repping your team in ESPN, but
our team,
and I can't rep my team in City SC. Even though they invited me, they extended the invitation for me to be part of the team.
Listen, I feel like, I think the jersey thing, and maybe because I'm just older now, my perspective has changed where it should never have your name on it, and you shouldn't actually wear it. Like, today, boom, you wear it, you put it over Evans, we call it a day, you leave it in the studio.
Why does my jersey have to get strays when it was literally Megan Judge in our marketing department that asked for me to bring in the jersey? Leave my jersey out of it, Nuno.
And then I literally got emails being like, this is Evans' jersey, right? It's not like people forgot that, like, you actually said, or they said yes to your high school jersey there.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the bigger thing, right? Is why are we hanging your high school jersey
on
there?
Smalls, please.
I just think it's
just weird. At some point, we grow out of like the whole jersey phase.
It was a gift.
So I have never owned a jersey. This is quite literally the first jersey I've ever owned in my entire life. Well, I take that back. I had a Dan Marino jersey when I was a kid. But as an adult, this is the first jersey that I have ever owned or had. And I'm very proud to wear it. Someone tweeted me and said, you're an ambassador for City. They sent you the jersey because they know that you love them. You're part of the team. You're repping them. If I was a U.S. ambassador and I was going to a U.N. meeting, I'm going to wear the pin. I'm going to wear the American flag. I'm going to rep where I'm from, just like I'm repping where I'm from today. This is my team. This is my crest, and I'm supporting them.
Did you just compare wearing a soccer jersey to representing at the United Nations?
Yes, I would wear the
flag. You think that's similar?
Yes, because I'm an ambassador of my city.
Talk about an all-time false equivalent. That is not the same thing.
Well, I was trying to think of another way to incorporate ambassador. It's the only one I could come up with.
What about smoking on an airplane? Where are we at?
Yeah. Was that worse than yours, smoking on an airplane?
Yours is pretty bad there, Small. Here's the thing. I think she gets a one-day... like wearable, like she wear it for one day. It's wearable for one day on the show because it has your name on it. I understand where Nuno is coming from on this. I have no issue with you wearing it, but people have a big issue with you putting your name on your own back on this. Which
I
would not do that personally. I would not get a jersey of my heritage and my last name.
And guess what?
Okay, you're
not
going far.
No,
heritage,
right?
I'm just
right.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I will be a City fan as long as I'm on this earth. Therefore, I can wear this jersey as long as I'm on this earth.
Now I'm hoping they move to Los Angeles.
Right? Exactly.
Boundaries too far. Too far.
Shout out to LAFC. Championship caliber team, ESPN LA, just saying. Mm. But can you wear a jersey with your own name on the back?
I'm doing it right now, so yes.
We know you can. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. For you, it's weird, CeCe, because you actually were paid to wear a jersey with your name on your back, right? Would you wear a jersey with your name on the back now? Let's say of a non-football team, a Lakers.
And you know what? I came close to actually buying a Lakers jersey with my name on the back of it, number 99, but I felt like there was an opportunity just to wear one of my favorite players, my favorite athletes, Magic Johnson, to wear his jersey. Like, because I think that's a part of the fandom, right? Just being able to, you know, celebrate your favorite team, but then also your favorite player. So I thought better against it. I actually I actually didn't press in like Herm Edwards says. I didn't buy the jersey after I mocked it up online, and I just decided to go with an all-time great. And I just think it's weird if you're wearing a jersey for the team and you didn't play for the team. Like, I remember once upon a time I was doing local radio in New York, and the Jets were unveiling their brand new jerseys, and they sent me a Canty 99 jersey. Now, I've never played for the Jets, but it just would have been a weird situation to wear that jersey, and I never played for the team, and it had my name on the back of it. I felt uncomfortable doing it. And so, yeah, I'm probably on your side of the argument, Ev. I don't think you can wear a jersey with your name on it if you didn't play for the team.
Okay, so Evan loves the Miami Heat. Loves Heat culture. If the Miami Heat gifted you a Heat jersey that said Cohen on the back with the number 2 as a nod to your high school number, you're telling me that you wouldn't wear it here on the show?
No, I'd put it up here if they let me.
Frame it. Yeah, frame it and hang it up.
Literally have a Udonis Haslam jersey.
He was on the team for 20 years.
But I'm saying you love the Heat so much, you have a jersey at the ready just in case you ever need to put it on.
Yeah, well, when Owen Cohen needs to pop out, I mean,
exactly.
Owen Cohen.
Come on here.
I should get an Owen Cohen jersey.
Smalls, you know when it's acceptable? When he's playing All-Star Weekend, he gets his celebrity All-Star game jersey, and he has it framed, then it's okay. It's okay if he wants to wear that jersey because he actually wore the jersey and played in the All-Star game. So I think that would be okay. But any other circumstances, if it's an NBA jersey with his name on the back of it, he can't wear it.
Well, no, hold on. I think, Evan, you're wrong on this. If you got a Heat jersey sent to you by whomever in that organization with your name on it, you're wearing that crisscross style.
Yeah,
like,
what
we're going
to
see
about?
The name, at least throughout one whole show. Like,
one
you're
show.
Gonna, you're going to let people know, and then you will actually, you know, frame it. But
okay,
we know that you got that.
Yeah, so you're saying I would do it while doing it wrong. I would do it better than Smalls because Smalls is because Smalls should be wearing it backwards is what you're saying, that she should go crisscross and make us jump.
No, because I want you to see the crest of my team. If you see the back, it's just a Smallman 13. You wouldn't know what jersey it is. You wouldn't know what kid it is.
The thing, Smalls, what I don't understand is why can't you put the jersey on the unsportsmanlike desk and rep for him that way? Why do you have to wear it?
Because I wanted to wear it. Okay, and that's good enough. Right. And I will put it on the set tomorrow. It'll be on the set tomorrow.
I hope somehow this results in
me getting
a Heat jersey.
So we have
to
endure this again? We have to endure this being here again? Like, yeah. You're going to do this in perpetuity, have it on the set?
No, why don't you? We have a city soccer ball over there for your fandom. Why don't you just display that jersey over there? You know why she won't? Because she wants to wear it.
I'm wearing it right now. Yes.
She can't display it now. We stumbled onto something here now. Like, you've worn it to give them a shout out, to give them love.
Right.
But you then can't decide we're going to frame it and make it a part of the set now. Like, it's either one or the other. I don't think you can do both.
Okay.
I think that's just hanging on the rim at that point.
Right. But I would maybe counter with this. Mm-hmm. My soccer team has had more success than I think Evan's football team did.
Again, leave my high school football team out of this. We have nothing to do with this.
So energetically in the studio, maybe it's better if we'd frame this kit
All right,
and this
enough,
jersey
enough.
Instead of
did Ev actually wear his high school jersey on the set?
CeCe, that's actually the one that's behind me on ESPN
right
now.
No, did you wear it on the set during the show?
Never.
That's the point. That's what I'm saying. It's okay if you decided you wanted to hang it up. We're fine with that. But you can't wear it on the show and then hang it up.
Yeah, agreed. I would love to be able to wear it. So, it's a little thinner than I am now.
CeCe, if the Lakers are watching right now, and I'm sure that they are, shout out to the Lakers. If they gift you a Canty 99 jersey, if they're watching and they're like, oh, I can't believe he left it in the shopping cart on the website. Why don't we just make it up? We'll send it off to him. You're not going to wear it on the show the next day?
No, I'm not going to wear it. I'm going to frame it and put it on the show set.
Okay.
Like, we're going to take something that's on the set down and put my jersey up. That will be in there. We might take the ECM sign down behind my head and put the Lakers jersey right there. Okay. Lakers 99 Canty.
Yeah.
That was actually given to me by the team.
Yes.
So we need.
Like, the Lakers gave me a jersey. Like, I mean, I already feel like I'm a part of the team, even though I didn't play. But that would make me feel even more ownership in what they got going on at Staples.
So basically, NBA, if you're listening, what we need is a Canty 99 Lakers jersey. And we need a Cohen 2 Heat jersey.
So great.
Yeah, that's what we need. Tyler in Hampton listening on 94.1 in VA. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Morning.
Yeah, so I was just chiming in on the name on the back of the jersey. My last name is Kels, like Kelsey, and I wear my Travis Kelce jersey all the time in total cringe fashion. I love seeing T. Kels with a touchdown wearing that jersey with pride.
See, that's a catch, though, and thanks for the phone call. Like, that's like a Giants fan whose last name happens to be Canty. You're going to get the Canty 99 Giants jersey, right? It's a like it's for you, but it's like you can mask it as well. No. He was a big-time defensive lineman that won a Super Bowl that's now all over ESPN radio.
So if you're a Giants fan and your last name is Jones, you're getting a Daniel Jones jersey?
Ooh, that's
probably.
You better change your last name to
Manning, maybe. Manny in Harlem watching on ESPN2. What's up, Manny?
Hey, what's up? What's up? I'd like to say a couple of things. One, I think Tannenbaum is the best thing to keep his name in the air.
He does not do that. I'm telling you,
The Giants need to keep Saquon Barkley. Smalls need to keep wearing her jersey.
Thank you.
And who's that guy who keeps wearing the Frazier sweatshirt all the time? He's never been in one of our family reunions, so why he keep wearing that sweatshirt all the time?
That's Pat Costello, I believe.
Yeah, right? That is Pat.
Because Joe Frazier from Philly, right? I mean, that's Pat's guy. I would assume why, right, Pat? Yes?
Yeah, Jay Harris walked by me in the hallway earlier and said he liked it, so, you know.
Nice.
I'm going to keep that one around.
Okay. You do wear that.
Oh, real quick. Yeah. So the Yankees sell Yankees don't have last names on their jerseys.
Right.
They do sell T-shirts that have last names of their players. Mark Teixeira Teixeira. I would never wear a Teixeira T-shirt, even though we have the same last name.
See that?
Understand that, Nuno, because I'm a Yankees fan too. I get it.
Yeah, but I think that's again a catch that you could do that. I think you can get away with that because you actually have a big time player. What if your last name happened to be Jeter? You wouldn't get a Jeter 2 Yankees T-shirt jersey thing?
You better.
Yeah.
You're
going to get the jersey, though. And that's the beauty of what the Yankees do because they don't have the names on the back of the pinstripes. That's beautiful. I don't have to worry about it. I can get a 99 jersey and people will think it's Aaron Judge, but it's also the number I wore when I played in the league. So it's beautiful.
I don't understand this distinction you guys are making. So you can get it if your last name is someone on the team, but you can't put your own last name on.
Agreed.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. No, you know what? Sports is not what it is without fans. And you're just as much of a part of this as anything. So I think if you want to put your last name on the back of a jersey, you go ahead. And by the way, jerseys are really expensive.
Yeah.
So you know
not
that
the one you got.
This is expensive.
Well, you didn't pay for it.
I did not, but it is expensive. And I would happily buy one, and I probably will for family members. But I'm saying if you put your last name on the back of the jersey, you can wear that in perpetuity. Whereas if you buy one of a player, they with the churn we see in professional sports today, they may be your enemy. They may not be there for a long time, and then you feel like you wasted
money. But you're not on the team, no, Smalls. That's the thing. Like, you're putting your name on the back of the jersey like
says
you play
who?
For the team, and
I am
you're not
part
on
of
the team.
Team.
To me, it's cheese ball. Like, I just can't get with it. Like, if you're going to be a fan of the team, then be a fan. Get a jersey of a player that's on the team. But you yourself are not on the team, so don't put your name on the back of the jersey like you are. That's all I'm saying.
All right, listen, if this whole conversation, just us speaking right now, if this doesn't result in CeCe getting a personalized Lakers jersey and me getting a personalized Heat jersey, we have bigger problems.
We have much bigger problems.
Yeah, we better end up with the personalized jerseys.
You just sound like a jealous hater. You're just jealous. My team loves me more than your team loves you.
Well, you're probably right about that. We're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio. Evan Canty and Michelle are unsportsmanlike.
Halliburton, oh, a logo three. He's feeling it, and he knocks it home. An early show for Tyrese Halliburton. 5 for 5 from distance.
At the end of the day, our competitive nature don't like just being able to just have free-flowing scoring like that.
Free-flowing scoring. Let's describe what free-flowing scoring in the All-Star game means. 211 to 186, 397 points combined. They didn't even have a 2 in the scoreboard to use for a 211. The most amazing stat for me with this All-Star game, Karl Anthony Towns had 50 points, 5-0, off the bench. He had 31 in the fourth. He was 23 of 35 from the floor, and they lost. You have a bench scorer dropping 50 with 31 in the fourth, and you actually lose by 25.
Well, didn't he drop 60 in a loss during the regular season?
Yeah, so I guess he's used to it.
Yeah, right?
But at least he started.
He put on a show at the three-point shootout, though. Karl Anthony Towns, I mean, that was really fun what him and Trae Young and Damian Lillard did. That was a complete show. It was compelling television, to say the least.
Scott Van Pelt said, what about this, CC? Because I think it's a really interesting point that SVP made.
Oh, so SVP sent out the tweet right after the game was over. He said, it's really simple. If you don't care, then neither do we, in reference to the All-Star game itself. There's no defense. I mean, it's scoring. It's guys not necessarily being competitive, things that we wouldn't typically see in an NBA game. It doesn't resemble an NBA game. It doesn't even resemble a pickup game, to be honest with you, Ev. And our very own Buster Olney, who we're going to be hearing a lot from in the coming months because baseball season is starting to ramp up, he sent me a DM, and he was absolutely disgusted with what happened during the All-Star game. It's just it was non-competitive. And for players to hide behind the guise of not wanting to get hurt, and that's the reason why they're not busted, it just feels like that's a little bit disingenuous. There's a middle ground between what we saw versus what we see in the playoffs, right? Or what we see in the regular season. There's a middle ground, and the NBA and its players need to do a better job of trying to find it in order to, you know, do the platform justice in terms of All-Star weekend being a celebration of the game, which culminates in the All-Star game on Sunday night. It feels like it's anticlimactic when we see what happens on All-Star Saturday night versus what we see on Sunday night, and it shouldn't be the case.
It's also basically at 2:00 in the morning Eastern time. I mean, can we make it a little earlier, please? Make it easier. My God. I thought you were going to say Buster DM'd and said he was disgusted by Smalls wearing her own name on her jersey.
Oh,
I don't know.
Buster
would never do that.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I love Buster. I'm just making sure. Rick in Compton listening on the ESPN app. What's up, Rick?
Yeah, I was just calling to talk about the jerseys. I'm a big-time Raider fan, and I got jerseys with all kind of names on there. And I feel that if I pay for it, I should be able to put what I want to put on it.
You have your own name on there, or do you have Raiders players on there?
I got some with Raider players on there. I got some with my name on there, Rick. Got some with my last name. Got some to say all day. You know, if I pay for it, I'm putting what I want to put on
it. Wait, hold on a second. I just got to make sure we're clear on this. So you have your first name on the back of the jersey and the two words all day on the back of the jersey?
I got one to say Rick on it with the year I was born, 65. And I got one to say all day on there. It's got 91 on it. That's my sobriety birthday date.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, well,
very special.
That I'm not gonna
But I also love the first name idea. Not a lot of people are putting their first names on the back of jerseys. It's different. It's unique.
You're now taking this to put like Michelle on the jersey?
Yeah.
Oh boy. She's leaning in the wrong way on
so
this one.
So you need a name tag?
I mean, my God.
Well, like, first name or last name, it's doing? Still a name tag.
I'm just saying if it's a last name, it's one thing, but the first name is just high. Come on. Like it's just.
Okay.
I mean,
do you think Beyonce is not my cup of tea.
I disagree with it. Like if you're going to be a fan and if you're buying a jersey and you've never played for the team, I just believe that you should find a player that you like on the team, because if it's your favorite team, I'm assuming there's a favorite player that you have on said team, and wear that person's jersey. What's wrong with that? I don't understand why we got to reinvent that by saying personalize it and put my name on it, and not just my last name. I got to put my first name on it. It's just, it's doing too much. It's to each his own. You can buy your own jersey, but it's not going to stop me from calling it cheese ball. I think it's cheesy.
That's fine.
Yeah.
you can call it cheesy, but I know that we're going to see a 99 Canty Lakers jersey coming your way here soon. You're going to have
a
decision
to make.
But I'm
not going to wear it, Smalls. We'll That's see. The thing. I want him to send it, please, to God in heaven. If y'all can send it, that'd be great. But I'm not going to wear it. I'm going to frame it and hang it up in the studio. It's like my favorite team thought enough of me to send me a jersey. That is awesome. And so I'm not disparaging that part of it. Like, I'm all about you repping for St. Louis and the soccer team who you have a close relationship with sending you a jersey. I'm all about that. But I didn't think that, I mean, you could show love and show the jersey without having to wear the jersey.
But you're wearing your team's gear today. It doesn't have your name on it, but you're also
That's
repping your team,
though.
But it's his logo, which is exactly what I haven't had Smallman, the back of the jersey, front facing today. I am repping my team. Just the crest has been up here.
You know, there's something else developing here. CeCe, behind the scenes for everybody, CeCe gets on Nuno, our producer, for any time he puts something in his ear that he actually shouldn't say on the air, because CeCe has a level of trust for Nuno. Like, hey, if you're calling plays.
I'm the Ron Burgundy version on the radio. Ron Burgundy.
So if I were to actually listen to Nuno and say some of the things that he's saying in my ear, we'd be in big trouble, because what he's doing now is telling me all of the names we can't put on jerseys. That doesn't help, Nuno. I can't do it that way.
I can't do that with Canty and Canty. Actually, the Ron Burgundy, kind of where I was going.
Yeah, it's a Ron.
It's a Ron. So you can't get everything. You're not allowed to get everything on a jersey.
Right. Iris in Washington on 1020 AM.
That's just said Eric. My bad.
Eric in Washington. My bad. Eric in Washington on 1020 AM. What's up, Eric?
Hey, well, I just feel like as a fan, you should be able to put whatever you want. That's why they make custom jerseys. I have player jerseys. I have Rams toys. I mean, I've spent some money on these guys, and I am on the team. Mm-hmm. So don't get it twisted. And I can put whatever I want on a jersey.
Wait, when you say you're on the team, what team are you on exactly?
I'm on the Rams, bro.
You're on the Rams. What position?
I am
do you
under
play?
Contract by the Los Angeles Rams, and I made it through the '90s. And furthermore, I made it through the Jeff Fisher years, so I can put whatever I want on the jersey.
You really did. You're a survivor.
I've been there.
You're so a Jeff Fisher survivor.
So then basically, Eric, I wonder if you count as a guest for us today. We had a member of the Rams on the show today. Hopefully they use the
You're
sound.
You're right.
Yeah. Eric in Washington is on the Rams.
You can hit me up anytime.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Nice.
Is the PSL the contract? Is that the contract?
But that works? See, I'm okay with fans having that level of connection with teams. But when you say I'm on the team, I think it's different than saying I'm a part of the team.
It's disrespectful to the players that are on the team.
You think?
Because of how hard it is to get on a team. You're not on the team. Respectfully. You're not.
No.
And it's okay. You're a fan of the team. That doesn't mean that you can't have some level of ownership, but it's confined to your fandom. You're not on the team. No matter how many jerseys you got, no matter what you put on the jerseys, you're not on the damn team, bro. You're just not.
I promise
you. Haters.
I promise you, if all of us were on the East or the West All-Star team last night, we'd play harder than the players that actually played. I can guarantee you that. We wouldn't play as well.
I don't know that people would want to watch it anymore, though. I don't know.
Me being a tryhard out there, that wouldn't be exciting for people. Diving for a loose ball in the All-Star game.
If watching me hurt myself on a basketball court is entertaining, then maybe. But other than that, it's not going to be aesthetically pleasing.
We're Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
The Smalls jersey drama continues. A lot of people weighing in on this at 888-SAY-ESPN. She's wearing her jersey with her own name on it. Just saying. Caused a lot of drama around these parts.
She didn't make the jersey, though. The jersey was made for her and sent to her by the St. Louis Soccer Club. So, I mean, that's – I give her a little bit of grace with that. She's not the one that went on the website, designed it, and had it sent to her. So, I give her a little bit of grace with that.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Cece.
Yeah. All-star controversy, which one do you want to pick? Was it how bad the game was in terms of the 211 points? Was it the judges for the slam dunk? We have a lot of different things. But how about this one? This is just that happened during the All-Star weekend in Indy. The head coach of the Eastern Conference team, Doc Rivers of the Milwaukee Bucks, because the best record in each conference gets to have their coach with the All-Star appearance. But if your coach coached last year, then you can't have the same coach 2 years in a row. So by the time the deadline came around for the All-Star coach, Milwaukee had the second best record behind Boston, because last year, Joe Mazzulla, the coach of Boston, was the Eastern Conference coach. So Doc Rivers is in there. And Doc Rivers spoke to Yaron Weitzman of Fox Sports and had this to say about All-Star break. He said, quote, "Taking a job when you're about to go on the toughest road trip of the season is not the smartest decision. I even told them that, can we wait until All-Star break? It probably would have been a lot nicer." He also added that this job has probably been more difficult than I thought. I got to be honest, Doc Rivers is known as an all-time great guy in NBA circles, and Doc Rivers is known as a really good coach. I just think some of these comments, just say nothing. Hey, I took over. Nobody said it was going to be easy. This is a work in progress. I have Giannis and I have Dame. I'm going to figure this out with them. Every comment has been, oh, the guys wanted to go to Cancun. I wish we could have waited till later.
Yeah.
Cabo. He said Cabo. Just in case we're going to get free trips. Either one. Anyway, so he said, they wanted to, half of them are in Cabo. He's talking about how Adrian Griffin, his predecessor, should get the money in the ring from the All-Star game. Just say nothing. Just say, hey, it's early in the process. We're going to figure this out. Every time. Early in the process, we're going to figure this out. Early in the process, we're going to figure this out.
Just go,
he never says any of this.
Just go full Belichick.
Yes. Belichick is right in what he does. I'm spinning all over the place now. I'm so angry. He's right in saying nothing. Saying nothing without lying is much better for a lot of these guys than saying something. I'm sorry, it is.
Or he could go the Rob Sala route and plead the fifth.
Well, sure. Well, that would
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But here's the thing, Ev. Did we ever think that this thing was going to work out with Doc Rivers with the Bucks? No, we didn't. Like, to me, this is just even more reason to fade whatever the Bucks are going to be for the remainder of the season. I don't have high expectations for this team, even though they have two all-time greats in Giannis and Dame. It ain't going to happen for the Bucks, and it just – it calls into question their process for searching for a head coach and the decision that they made for firing Coach Bud in the first place. Because if you didn't have a clear plan that was going to put you on solid footing for not only sustained success, but for competing for championships, then you probably shouldn't have made the change. You probably shouldn't have. This makes firing Coach Bud look that much worse. Mm-hmm. And then you had the opportunity to hire Nick Nurse, and you decided you wanted to go in a different direction with Adrian Griffin. That turned out to be a disaster because of by your standards, even though you had the second best record in the East when you fired him. You thought that that was going in the wrong direction. And then you pivoted to Doc Rivers, and you think that that's going to work out, letting Doc Rivers be the coach of this team for the next 3 or 4 years? No, it's not going to work out. It's going to be a disaster in Milwaukee, and I don't know how they get it fixed. And if it doesn't get fixed quick, then I don't know that they're going to be able to hold on to Giannis and Dame for the foreseeable future.
But based on what Doc is saying, do we really think that it's going to get fixed quick?
No.
You know, if he's coming out saying things like, oh, I should have waited to take the job, and yeah, it's harder than I thought it would be, that doesn't really lead me to believe that they're on the right track or that all of a sudden things are going to switch gears.
Why?
You burned a year, Small, of Giannis's prime.
Right.
It's essentially what you did. You took Giannis's prime and you lit a year on fire. That's what you did. Like, think about it. You fired Coach Bud, you hired Adrian Griffin, fired him, then hired Doc Rivers. This is all in the span of what? 6 or 7 months? That's what you did? That's what you're doing? To take advantage of a guy that's won multiple MVPs? A guy that's won a championship? And oh, by the way, in the midst of that, you traded for an all-NBA player and a future Hall of Famer in Damian Lillard? And the team looks like this? I don't know. And Doc Rivers coming out and making these comments makes me feel like he doesn't have any answers in terms of how they get things fixed on the court, especially on the defensive end. And if he continues to open his mouth and say that, not only is he going to lose credibility with the fans and with media members, but he's going to lose credibility with the guys in the locker room. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest issue. You don't want Giannis and Dame to lose faith in the guy that's supposed to have answers on how to get things fixed. That's where we're at with Doc Rivers. I don't know. It must be something in the water with Philly coaches, because we heard the same thing from Nick Sirianni once upon a time. Now we're hearing it from Doc Rivers, who was, before this, the head coach of the Sixers. I don't know what's going on, but Doc Rivers saying this is a bad look.
When you say you've wasted a year of Giannis's prime, I want to just make sure we actually group Giannis into the U in that one. He didn't want Bud. He wanted Griffin. He didn't want Griffin. He wanted Doc. Like, let's not act, if we're going to do it to LeBron, as we rightfully do in terms of the involvement, let's not avoid this with Giannis. Giannis comes off all these years as kind of this innocent guy who comes over from another country to our country. And he is ish, but he's a killer too. Like, you know, he's cutthroat as well. Let's not leave him out of this in terms of the you wanted this guy, that guy, that guy. Giannis is now a part of this. He made a mistake here too. Because I guarantee you, if he knew the end result of what has happened here, and you had a do-over, you just, as you said, CeCe, just keep Budenholzer. You're paying him anyway.
Here's the thing. The organization, well, Giannis is only going to do what the organization allows him to do, right? I mean, LeBron James once upon a time played for the Miami Heat. It ain't like Pat Riley is letting LeBron James dictate to who his head coach is going to be. That's not what it was. Like, so again, I think the organization has to protect the player from themselves in terms of not necessarily acquiescing to everything said player wants. And sometimes knowing that that's going to be a good thing because it'll allow your team to compete at a championship level. I get it. Organizations are terrified of superstar players demanding a trade, but when they operate from that place of fear, they get desperate. And desperation leads you down the road of hiring somebody like Adrian Griffin, who didn't have the requisite experience to be able to handle the moving pieces that come along with the Bucks, like dealing with Giannis, like dealing with Damian Lillard. And as a result, this is what you got. Not to mention losing a lot in the way of player leadership by Drew Holiday being traded as a part of the Dame deal. It's a lot of moving parts within that organization, and I just don't know that Doc Rivers is up for the task in terms of managing it, which is why, if you're a Bucks fan, you got to be really concerned about what happens next.
Well, people are still chiming in here on Smalls' jersey. This has become a hot topic here today. Steve in North Carolina, listening on 99.9 The Fan and Raleigh. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys and lady? Enjoy the show very much. I was kind of disagreeing. I think you should be able to put your last name on a jersey, especially in football, because when you're at the game, you are the 12th man on the field. So your sound, your voice, your scream, it does have an effect on the game. I'm sure Chris Canty can relate to that.
Okay, I don't want to do what I'm about to do, but here we go.
Uh-oh.
I'm a fan just like anyone else. We have a level of importance. What has happened here today is we are overstating our level of importance in terms of these games. We're a part of the team. We can wear our name because we have an impact. What is Belichick looking in the crowd for me and saying, what do you want to do? You're a 12th man.
Fans, do your job.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Okay. Without fans, there is no game.
I know.
Hold on, Ev. That'd be great, though. On third down on the jumbo try in New England, just fans, do your job. Cheer.
I mean, Saban has done that. Our teammate now. Great. Nick Saban has done that.
No, but the do your job part, though.
Do your job.
Like, this is your job.
I'm not saying we don't have a level of importance. We pay the salaries. I'm not doubting that. But we don't pay the salaries directly. It's not like our callers are writing checks to Chris Canty of the New York Giants, Baltimore Ravens, or Dallas Cowboys.
No, but there
I
is.
I mean, I'm open to it if they want to write checks.
Yeah, correct.
Let's not stop people. I mean, yeah. Right? If you're a fan of one of those teams and you want to send me some money, by all means. Not going to turn down nothing but my
kidding. Column. He's kidding, everybody.
I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah, go ahead.
But we have seen the importance of fans in the stands. The caller is absolutely right. You think that what we saw in Philly in the baseball postseason is more impactful than what we saw in Tampa where nobody's there? Of course fans matter, and they impact the game. They impact the energy and the environment and the intensity. There's a reason why we talk about the 12th man and why it's so important. So let's not take that away from fans.
Right, but the 12th person moniker is like figurative. It's not literal. You're not actually like on the field. It's just I feel like through this jersey conversation today, we've maybe taken it not us, but the fans have maybe taken it a little too far in terms of the level of importance, right? Like, yes, fans are insanely important. You never want to go against fans. They are so vital to the lifeblood of what we do for a living. But we can also separate that you're not actually playing. You're not actually on the team, right?
No,
we can imagine that we're on the team, but they're not actually on the team.
No.
Just saying.
No. You know how you know you're on the team? If you're getting a paycheck from the team.
Or if you can't walk as a result of I mean, literally, you can't run as a result. Coming up, Canty's best bet of the night, plus the most unsportsmanlike moments of the day. We're Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
All right, time to win some money.
Canty's best bet.
I'm talking dollar bill, y'all. We're chasing that bag, y'all.
Of the night.
yes. Best bet of the night. Parlay hit over the weekend, by the way. Try to tell y'all, help y'all make a little bit of money. Steph Curry over Sabrina Ionescu in the three-point challenge. And then, of course, you had to have your boy Mac McClung to repeat as the dunk contest champion. You would have won some lunch money. But in case you missed out, I got another one for you tonight. And we're going to make this one nice and sweet. Wearing the Virginia t-shirt today. This is not by happenstance. Virginia takes on Virginia Tech in Blacksburg. A little bit of a rivalry game. 21st ranked Cavaliers, Reeks Beekman. They're going to get that dub. Of course, they're 11-4 in ACC play. They're the underdogs. So we're going to take Virginia on the money line at plus 140 to win the game. Nice, short, and sweet.
We survived a terrible, terrible moment in our history.
The most unsportsmanlike moment of the day.
That was terrible.
Was not a great look.
Well, CeCe, I'll be rooting for you guys tonight. Tony Bennett, Virginia coach, my favorite coach in college basketball. Love.
Wonder
him.
Why that is.
On Wisconsin.
Wonder why that
his
is.
His dad is my favorite coach of college in college basketball history, Dick Bennett. So just throwing that out there. We saw an interesting thing here over the weekend. For unsportsmanlike moments, something different, something weird, something quirky. Hockey entrances were a big thing this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to go one by one, and we'll identify some of the entrances, because they had the outdoor games yesterday. Winter Classic, mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw Nuno tweeting about it, all into it. Nuno tweeting about hockey and soccer yesterday. Big day for Nuno on Twitter. okay, here we go. Flyers came in over the weekend as Rocky Balboa. The gray sweatshirt and the gray sweatpants and the little winter hat, hands taped up there, jogging in. Let's grade each one of them, you two. Give me a grade on this. The Rocky entrance for the Flyers, a letter grade.
A.
A?
You're going to give it an A, Smalls?
I'm going to give it an A. I love it. I think it's creative. I think it's fun. I love that everybody on the team committed. It's an A for me.
CeCe?
I don't know. I want to like it. I want to like it. But you got smoked. You got smoked.
But that's playing the result a little bit. Do it.
No, but I mean, that's the part of it, though, right? Like, you can have a – like, if you go and do that with the Rocky entrance for the stadium series, you got to win the damn game.
No. See, this is where
by
it was,
the Devils.
This is where it was smart, Canty, because Rocky lost when he dressed like that. So the Flyers
there
were just getting ready
to lose. So the goal was to look cool and lose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Is Pat saying the game was fixed? That's interesting.
I'm a big hockey fan.
Next one, the Devils came in. Stadium Series, that's what it's called. I think I called it the Winter Classic.
Ugh.
Sopranos outfits.
A plus plus nice. Plus.
Nice. Nice. That's nice. That's pretty
this
good.
This is iconic. That's a classic Pauly Gaultieri jumpsuit with the chains.
That's pretty good.
Unreal.
That's pretty good. So is he Christopher? I'm just trying to figure out which one is Christopher.
Oh, yeah. That Christopher Moltisanti vibes for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. That's pretty cool. Nothing says Jersey like the Sopranos. So, yeah, I'm with that 1,000%.
Yeah, that was
great. I love that one. A plus.
The last one, Jersey retirement night for Jaromir Jagr. Is he still playing? What is happening here? I feel like Jaromir Jagr played at like 100. And they all wear the Penguins wore the mullets coming in.
It's perfect. So good.
Grade?
I would give this an A, too.
Small just gives everything an
A. The mullets?
She's really? So nice.
I think it's, you guys, this is what makes sports fun. The entrance mullets. Stuff, mullets, the nod to Jaromir Jagr. I think it's creative and I think it's great. I love that they all had his jersey and the mullet on. And again, it's all about committing. It's about everybody coming together and committing.
CeCe,
okay, I guess I can get on board with that. I mean, the mullet, okay, I'll give the mullet, I'll give it a B minus.
All right, so CeCe goes.
B minus.
Sopranos.
A
mullets.
Plus.
Rocky in that order. Smalls goes Sopranos and then mullets and Rocky tied.
I will go Sopranos on a Patrick Mahomes level.
Right.
And then I will put the mullet second, Rocky third. Even though I did
like
Rocky.
So we agree. So we agree on the order.
Yeah, we agree on the order for sure.
We agree on the order.
All right, you're our fashion expert. You see somebody with a mullet. Can they be cool or you're just like, you're trying too hard?
In 2024?
Yeah.
No, we know better.
No,
so that's not cool in any way, shape, or form.
We know better now. We know better now.
Okay, all right. Just making
sure. Oh my
gosh! All right. So the All Star game over the weekend. Steph Curry obviously is somebody that everybody wants to talk to, and something interesting happened during his post game or post event presser on Saturday.
All Star weekend, or a little bit more shooting 3-point contest, like to have it with the new floor and there's like 40,000 fans out here and. People using bathrooms, all type of chaos around here. Like for us to deliver, a show like that, it was perfect. Like just as much excitement that you can build in that short amount of time with two great shooters going at it. So,
all right, so wait, so Steph and Sabrina are sitting there after their 3-point contest. Steph's got the championship belt. And in the middle of it, at the presser, you hear somebody flush the toilet. And it is, like, audible for Steph to hear. And he stops and says, and somebody
flushing the toilet.
Yeah, that's just poor planning from the stadium design standpoint, yeah. Right? Like, why is a toilet flushing in earshot of the players doing the presser post-event? How does that make any sense?
Yeah, like, why are we setting up the stage and the podium near the restroom?
Yeah, like, that's very poor emotional. Planning.
You're getting choked up from the smalls. Yeah. What just happened to you? She's lost her voice during this. But now all that makes me want to do is go to Indy and during the post-game presser just keep flushing like crazy, which they may have to deal with in L.A. because, correct me if I'm wrong, the Clippers' new arena is known. One of the things it's known for is an insane amount of bathrooms in that arena. That is what Steve Ballmer, the owner of the team, the majority governor of the team, has been bragging about, the idea of just abnormal amounts of bathrooms. I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to be gross. I'm being serious. Like, the Zillow listing for that would have the bathrooms. Seriously. But there's also, I've brought this up before. Off there, and you brought up something. There's something else with that arena that they have, right?
They have the pressure sensors in the seats so they know when you're standing up to cheer versus when you're sitting down. Yeah.
That's amazing. And they also have like a student section.
If you stand up and cheer, then we'll give you some credits, I think, to the team gift store or something like that. The team
because
gift
fans are important, right?
Because fans are important.
Oh, boy.
Because
this backfired.
Fans are backfired. Standing up and making noise to the benefit of the team.
Yeah, I mean, you could go to the gift shop and get a jersey and put your name on the back You could do that.
What got you so could emotional do that. Hearing
but
the
just
flushing.
Because you could, Smalls, doesn't mean you should. Just going to put that out. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
By the way, do you guys remember, I don't know, a couple hours ago, and hopefully people have listened to us the entire time, if not, go back on the podcast and listen. Mike Tannenbaum, former NFL GM, teased us with I've got a destination for Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Well, he went on Get Up and said that Russell Wilson should go to the Jets.
To the Jets?
And not get rid of Aaron Rodgers. Just to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that couldn't happen.
Back up.
That couldn't happen.
Yeah, I can't see those two really vibing well in the quarterback room together.
I think there's a chance Draymond Green and Yusuf Nurkic may hang out before those two guys hang out. Just throwing it out there. Greeny coming up next. We are on to Tuesday. We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.